Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Friday, April 24th, and today I'll be talking about the first round of the NFL draft that happened last night and looking forward to tonight with the second and third round. And you can email us with any questions, and that email is wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. And then you can go follow us on Twitter at Wagner Sports TLK. That's at WAGNERSPORTSTLK. Now I'm going to jump right into this. I've been previewing the first round of the NFL draft over the past 2 days, and today I'll be reviewing it. So I'm going to hop right in with the first round and the first pick. Now, the Bengals had the first pick. They obviously picked Joe Burrow out of LSU. Just a great quarterback prospect. I also did a mock draft for my school, which I'll be referring to. I did it just, it's just a fun competition we do during these very boring times. So I had Joe Burrow also as the first pick. And then number two, the Redskins picked Chase Young out of Ohio State. Just a beast of an edge rusher. He'll get to the quarterback almost no matter what. So he was the number two pick for the Redskins, along with a lot of other Ohio State players there in Washington, D.C. The next pick was the Detroit Lions, and they end up picking Jeff Okuda. I predicted that one, too. I predicted the first three correct. Jeff Okuda was kind of an obvious pick, losing Darius Slay. That's just kind of the guy you needed at the cornerback position. So now this is where things get interesting. The number four pick, didn't expect this one whatsoever. I don't think many did. The Giants go with Georgia offensive tackle Andrew Thomas. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised that Dave Gettleman didn't trade back. I mean, this is also the guy that took Daniel Jones at 6 last year. I mean, I'm surprised you don't trade back. And even if you can't get Andrew Thomas, I mean, he didn't seem that giant on him. You could have gotten, like, this draft was stacked with O tackles, which that's what they needed, but you could have gotten a different one. You should have traded back to, like, around 12 or something, because then you could have still gotten an O-lineman, maybe even, like, 9 if you feel insecure about it. I just don't see why he stayed at 4, but Andrew Thomas is a really good player. He has the lowest ceiling, I think, but also the highest floor. So we've seen him be, he's pretty consistent of a player, so I think he'll be able to do well in New York next season with Daniel Jones behind him. The next team to pick was the Dolphins. They picked Tua Tagovailoa out of Alabama. And I predicted that pick correctly because it was kind of the obvious pick. You're going to go with Tua. You need a quarterback there. You have Ryan Fitzpatrick, but, I mean, he's experienced, but he's getting old. You want to bring in a young guy like Tua that really just throws the ball super well. And he's going to the team that his coach in college once coached at. So I think he'll be a good fit there in Miami, especially with a team that throws a lot. They might tone that back a little bit because he'll be a rookie. Or maybe you like split time with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I know that sounds crazy, but Fitzpatrick's not terrible. So I think that Fitzpatrick will also take on a mentoring role over Tagovailoa. So the next team to pick was the Los Angeles Chargers. Are they still us? I can't even follow where they are. I think they're Los Angeles. I really don't care at this point. They picked Justin Herbert. They might be at San Diego. They might be at Los Angeles. But what I do know is they took Justin Herbert. I think they definitely, you needed a quarterback. You had Tyrod Taylor would have been the guy starting. You needed a quarterback. I think that was the right pick. There's no other quarterback you're really going to go with. You could have waited a year and just stuck it out with Tyrod Taylor and maybe just, like, kept a... They probably wouldn't have won many games, but then just get a quarterback high in the draft next year. But I don't think Herbert's a bad pick. I think he's a good pick at number six. I would have, like... Ideally, you would have taken him at, like, 14 or somewhere around there, 15, like, that area. But, I mean, he's fine at 6. But that, ideally, that's not where you would have taken him. So, number 7, you still have Isaiah Simmons and Derrick Brown on the board. And I really thought that they were going to take Derrick Brown, or Isaiah Simmons, sorry, after, this is the Panthers, after losing Luke Kuechly, but they decided to take Derrick Brown, the big D-tackle out of Auburn. I think I would have rather, if I was the GM, I would have rather taken a guy to fill Kuechly's spot, but Derrick Brown is still a great player. He's he's a big guy. You like that, up on your D-line, stuffing the run, and just eating up blocks. So the next team to pick was the Cardinals, and they picked Isaiah Simmons, a linebacker out of Clemson. I think he's a really great player. He was earlier projected to go number 4. The mock draft I reviewed yesterday was Mel Kiper's 4.0. He came out with a 5.0 recently, and he had Simmons in that one going at 7, and I had him in my prediction going 7, because I had Jeff Okuda and Derrick Brown going, because I thought that Derrick Brown would go to the Giants because they needed an O-lineman. Or a D-lineman, sorry. But they also needed an O-lineman. So they needed both, but Isaiah Simmons ends up going to the Cardinals at the 8 slot, which I think is just an absolute steal of a pick. If you told someone that, like, right after that national championship run that Clemson made, they didn't win, but they made it there, that you could get Isaiah Simmons at 8, I think they would have gone crazy. I mean, because I would have thought he was a top 5 pick almost for sure. But he ends up going 8 to the Cardinals. So the next team to pick was the Jaguars. I thought they were going to take Jerry Jeudy because you could add him to that Dede Westbrook and DJ Shark attack that you have at for your receiving core, but they go with CJ Henderson, which, I mean, you no longer have, Jalen Ramsey, sorry, and you can fill that, you can temporarily fill that void, well, not temporarily, but you can begin to fill that void with C.J. Henderson. I didn't think he'd be taken this high. I thought that he'd be more around 15. I was kind of surprised by the pick, but it's not a terrible pick, especially considering team needs. So the next team to pick was the number 10 pick. The Browns picked Jedrick Wills Jr. I think the pick's fine. I would have rather had Becton or Tristan Wirfs, who were both alive at that point. But I'm fine with Wills. I think he'll be a solid O-lineman of the future for the Browns. And that's really the position we need. I mean, it was obvious what position we were taking. It was just who are we taking. So the next team to pick was the Jets with the number 11 pick. And they picked the big guy, Mekhi Becton, out of Louisville. 6'7", 365 pounds. He's just an animal. And he's really fast for how big he is. For how big he is, he's able to be pretty quick off the line. And that makes him able to play O-tackle at being that big. I think that's a really good pick for the Jets because you got to protect your franchise quarterback like Sam Darnold. So the next team to pick was the Raiders with the number 12 pick. They chose Henry Ruggs, which I was really surprised. Henry Ruggs was the first receiver to go in this draft. I just thought that was really crazy. I thought either Judy or CeeDee Lamb, but then they went with Ruggs. And I honestly don't think it's a bad pick. He's a burner on the outside. You just got to develop his physical game maybe a little more. But he's a good receiver. The next team to pick was the Buccaneers with the 13th pick. Your receiving core set. You need O-linemen, so they take Tristan Wirfs. That's another out of Iowa. That's another guy. I mean, he was predicted to be taken 8 by the Buccaneers, which before the draft, it just, like, once stuff starts playing out, you change who you're taking. Because Wirfs before the draft, you're like, oh yeah, that makes complete sense. Murray got sacked a bunch last year. He runs a lot. He needs a fast O-lineman like Wirfs that can keep up, maybe not keep up with him, but he can keep up. So that was the obvious choice. But no, they took Isaiah Simmons because he was alive at that point. So Wirfs drops all the way down to 13, and that's a great pick for the Buccaneers. Now another guy to protect an old cat like Tom Brady back there. So the next team picking, so that's a great pick. But the next team picking is the 49ers. They traded up to get this pick. They take Javon Kinlaw. I mean, I thought that their front was set. They had like one of the best fronts in the league, front seven. But they take a D lineman, Javon Kinlaw out of South Carolina. I mean, he's a really good player, but you have Nick Bosa in there, and you have DeForest Buckner. I'm not sure if Buckner left. He might have. I don't know. But I still think it's a solid pick to take Kinlaw. I don't know with your team needs that you really needed him at the number 14 pick. So the next team, I really expected them to take a receiver there, but they did not. They went with Kinlaw. So the next team to pick is the Broncos with the number 15 pick. They chose Jerry Jeudy, which that's another guy. I mean, if you told me that the Broncos could get him at 15, that's before the draft. That's just amazing because now you're adding another weapon to Drew Lock's arsenal. Now he's got another guy to throw to. He's really fast, just a burner down the sideline, up the middle. He can do it everywhere. I think that he's the best wide receiver of the draft. That's just my personal opinion, but I think he'll be a great fit there with the Broncos. So the next team to pick with the 16th pick was the Falcons, and they picked they went with AJ Terrell out of Clemson. I mean, he's a good cornerback, but I thought that they were going to get Henderson because I didn't think Henderson would go that early. But then they went with Terrell. So now if another team wants a cornerback this round, you're kind of going to have to reach. So I'll get back to that later. But the next team to pick is the Cowboys. Jerry Jones looked like he was in a mansion last night during that draft. But they went with CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma. I wasn't giant on Lamb. I thought that he was like more of a late first rounder. But that's a pretty good pick at 17. considering where he was predicted to go before the draft, I think that's pretty low compared to what he was. I mean, McShay had him at, or sorry, Kuiper had him at 15 in his most recent mock draft, but he was higher than that in a lot of other mock drafts as well. So that's a good pick by Jerry Jones. The next team to pick is the Dolphins with the 18th pick. They picked the O tackle out of USC in Austin Jackson. He's a good offensive lineman, and now adding Tua, you want a guy that can protect him, and I'm sure they'll put him on the blind side. That's a smart pick. You got to look at your picks before and your team, and then you got to pick based off of that. And I think that's why the 49ers, they made a bad pick in Kinlaw. Maybe they didn't look at what they really needed. That was a great pick by the Dolphins because you take what you need for the quarterback you have. So the next team to pick is the Raiders with the number 19 pick. There was also a fair amount of trading that happened later on, like in the later picks of the first round. So the next team to pick was the Raiders with the 19 pick. They took Damon Arnett out of Ohio State, a cornerback. I said I'd get back to the cornerback thing. I would have had Terrell late first round, maybe. And Arnett, like, mid-second round. But since you've taken Terrell, now the Raiders, maybe a team that might not need... I would have gone with a receiver here. I don't know. It was a tough decision. But they end up going with a cornerback. And Arnett, I just don't feel that he was a first-rounder. And that feels weird, going against one of an Ohio State guy. But I really don't think that he was first-round caliber. But I understand the pick. I just thought that they should have taken maybe a wide receiver there. I don't know. The next team to pick, I thought maybe Justin Jefferson, because I was big on him before the draft, but Justin Jefferson didn't go till pretty late. The next team to pick was the Jaguars in number 20, Clavion Chasen. I thought this was an amazing pick, especially for this late. I expected him to go to the Falcons, but he dropped, and to be able to get him there is just amazing. He's a great player coming out of LSU, a really key part of that defense last season. And I think he can be a big part of that Jaguars defense in this upcoming season. The next team to pick was the Eagles at 21, and they took Jalen Reagor, which I was so confused. I was like, okay, you have Jalen Reagor, who I would say is an early mid-second round pick, and you have Justin Jefferson, who went off in the college football playoff last season. I would have gone with Jefferson, but they went with Reagor. Reagor isn't a bad player. Once again, I just think that it's not the smartest decision at that point for the Eagles. So the next team to pick was the Vikings with an absolute steal in my mind, Justin Jefferson. Just an amazing pick. I know it sounds like I love him. I do, okay? Just don't judge me. I think he's an amazing player. If you watch the Oklahoma game, he was just amazing. He had like 4 touchdowns or something. You got to go back and watch that game and just marvel at the talent of Justin Jefferson. So the next team to pick was the Chargers, who picked Kenneth Murray, a linebacker out of Oklahoma. That's kind of a position you needed for the Chargers, and I think that's a smart pick, looking at the team you have around him. I think Kenneth Murray is a smart pick in that situation. So the next team to pick is the Saints with the 24 pick. They wanted to add another good offensive lineman. I understand it. Some people think, Oh, they had a great offensive line. I mean, yes, you can have two or three really good guys, but if those other two are just not very good, it doesn't mean anything. So I think that's still a smart pick to take Cesar Ruiz there, who you can take there and develop. And, I mean, but what did you really need as the Saints? I mean, maybe some defense, maybe not really, though. Maybe a linebacker, but, I mean, they could have taken Patrick Queen. That was probably who I would have taken, but it's still a fine pick with Cesar Ruiz. So the next team to pick was the 49ers again. I think this is their third first-round pick. No, just their second, sorry. They traded away. They traded away another one to get this one, I believe. So they pick Brandon Ayuk out of Arizona State, a wide receiver. He's a really solid player. I think that's a good choice for them. As I said earlier, I thought they should have taken wide receiver. They decide taking him here. That's a smart pick there with Brandon Ayuk. So the next team to pick is the Green Bay Packers. And who else but Jordan Love? That was the biggest surprise of the night. I'm not even going to lie. Because you have such an established quarterback with Aaron Rodgers. But you want a future. So I actually really think that's a smart pick for a Packers team that they need a future QB. And I think that maybe that wasn't the best. I'm not big on Jordan Love. But just seeing the position that they took, I believe that's a smart pick. As I said, though, I'm not a huge fan of Jordan Love. So, take that at what you want. But I'm going to move on to the 27 pick with the Seahawks. They took Jordan Brooks, a linebacker out of Texas Tech. I don't know much about him. I'm sure he'll be a solid player, and that's what the Seahawks wanted, I think. A linebacker or a D lineman, and that's what they got. They wanted someone to add to their front seven, and that's what they were able to do. So the next team that was to pick was the Ravens. They took Patrick Queen out of LSU, which is a really good pick, especially for that late. He was a big part of that LSU defense that brought it back in the second half of the year. And I just think that's a really good pick, and that's kind of a position that you really want there is a linebacker. So the next team to pick was the Titans, and they took Isaiah Wilson out of Georgia, another offensive tackle out of Georgia. He was there with Andrew Thomas. I think he's a really solid player. He was on the other edge, and I think that that's something that the Titans did truly need. They needed some more offensive line to help Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry was single-handedly winning those games. That was crazy in the playoffs last year. The next team to pick was the Dolphins once again. That's their third pick, and they took Noah I cannot even pronounce his name. Igbigoni, I don't know. He's out of Auburn. He's really a great cornerback. He's locked down. I just think that's a great pick, especially for a team like the Dolphins, who definitely struggle at that position. The next team is the Vikings with the 31 pick. They took Jeff Gladney out of TCU, a cornerback. He's a solid player. And I think that is a team need for the Vikings, especially to help out with their safety, Harrison Smith. So the last pick of the first round, the Chiefs have, obviously, coming off the Super Bowl victory. What else but go for another offensive player. They decided to go with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That was the second most surprising pick behind Jordan Love, was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Because I thought maybe they were taking a running back because that's their one weak spot. I thought it was either going to be DeAndre Swift or if I were a fan of them, I would have wanted them to take J.K. Dobbins because Dobbins is a good, he's a good check down guy, which I feel like is kind of what you want because you have these guys running deep routes like Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill, so you want a check down guy. But they went with Edwards-Helaire, which I still don't think is a bad pick. He had some great games in the second half of the season. So, that's all I have for you guys today. I just reviewed the whole first round. And I hope you tune in tomorrow. I'll be reviewing the second and third round. So, thank you for listening.